mean, it all makes sense. How much does it cost? Now, if I'm thinking of OPC multivitamin B complex, and I'm also thinking 90-day supply at $69.95 or $54 plus another $54 or something, that's about, I don't know, $180. I would never say that. I say, I don't know, about the price of a cup of coffee? That's my answer. I've been saying that for 19 years. I don't know, about the price of a cup of coffee? I don't know. And they say, well, what do you mean? I said, I don't know, maybe $2 and change? Like, less than the price of a cup of coffee. And they say, isn't that a lot? I said, you tell me, what price do you put on your call? You know? So, we have the antioxidants, vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, beta carotene, selenium. Where am I going with this? I don't know what that slide was. Totally out of place. We know we need to get supplements because we're no longer getting the nutrition from the foods that we eat. We know we're exposed to free radical damage, and we know that studies show that antioxidants neutralize free radicals. Studies also show that OPCs are among the most powerful antioxidants ever discovered. So if you buy the argument that you're not getting nutrition from your foods, and that you have free radical damage, and that studies say antioxidants help, then you have to have interest in OPCs. OPCs, oligomeric proanthocyanidins, known to support immune system, heart health, circulation, memory. We're going to go through all of this and why as we go. This is getting into the information that you don't really need to know. You just need the gist of it. You don't need all of it. OPCs have been proven absolutely safe. There's no history of toxicity over more than 50 to 60 years of use. They're rapidly absorbed into the body, and they have a selective affinity for connective tissue in the body, OPCs. They search it out. That's where they go, to the connective tissue in the body. Now, connective tissue is made up of collagen and elastin, and it's the most abundant protein in the body. It forms the structure and framework of the entire body, your skin, your blood vessels, your joints, the framework of your face. Everything is held together by connective tissue. Every membrane within the body. When you're a baby, your skin is very soft and pliable. As you age, collagen-destroying enzymes and free radicals cause the collagen and elastin fibers to become cross-linked. This causes your connective tissue to become tougher and firmer, and your skin gets leathery and wrinkled. That's partly an effect of free radical damage. The protective connective tissue in the mucous membrane breaks down, leading to ulcers and gum disease. The connective tissue in the joints breaks down, causing swelling and pain. Your spine becomes stiff and bent. The collagen structures in the eye and the small capillaries behind the eye break down, causing cataracts, glaucoma, retinopathy, cloudy vision. The connective tissue that forms your arteries become rigid, which leads to high blood pressure and ultimately heart disease. Every part of your body deteriorates. When they first released OPC3 in May of 1995, I thought it was snake oil. They released this product and told us all these things it could do. I said, come on, how can it do all this stuff? That's how it works. It's a natural antioxidant that goes in the body and seeks out, has an affinity for connective tissue, and it gets in the connective tissue all over the body and it fights free radical damage. How does it do it? By donating, having the ability to donate electrons and keep redonating and regenerating the electrons. It's a well-accepted fact in today's medical community that OPCs derived from fruits, vegetables, and other plant sources are potent antioxidants, rapidly absorbed into the bloodstream, distributed to the connective tissue, collagen, and elastin. They neutralize free radicals, promote new collagen and elastin formulation. I always mention the side benefits when I give people OPC. Not the side effects, that's the drugs. The side benefits. So if I'm giving someone OPC3 because they tell me that they have pain in the joints, or they have asthma, or they have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, something, I say, you know, have you ever heard of OPC? No, what's that? And I tell them it's a very potent antioxidant that's been shown to whatever they have. People who have pain in the joints get tremendous relief from it. And then I always add a story. You always have to add a story. You don't have to add the science. You don't have to tell them how it works. You say, and my uncle, who used to work with a cane for 5 years, is out playing golf today, carrying his bag and playing 36 holes. It's amazing. That's the story. Now, the most powerful stories are your own story, your own personal testimony of something that happened to you. The next best stories are stories about someone you know and care about in your world. Far distant to that are stories you heard at your company meeting or read in your company magazine. Nobody believes them. I'm sorry. They don't believe it. You say, oh, PCs, oh, they're an antioxidant. They are tremendous for relieving inflammation and eliminating pain. And I was at a company function last week when a woman talked about how she had 2 knee replacements and she was in a wheelchair and now she's on Dancing with the Stars. Or whatever. And who was this woman? I can't recall her name, but she was out on our company meeting. You know, I read in my company magazine, The Power Line, a testimonial from a woman who lived in Kansas who said, they don't believe it. So stop with that. You have to have your own stories and stories. You can tell stories about people you know in this room, somebody you know you care about. You know, the horse is down, he's not breathing, and I keep kicking him, but I'm strong on that. I hate hearing it. I see people who put together whole binders full of testimonials, printed testimonials, and hand them out to new people in their group. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. So OPC supports the detoxification process of the liver. They're one of the best blood and liver cleansers out there. They flush out toxins. People who take OPCs report improvements over and over and over again. Reduced arthritis, reduced pain in the joints. Varicose veins will shrink up. That's another side benefit. So I'll say to someone who's thinking about taking OPC 3, or they're going to buy it, or they just bought it, and I'll say, hey, I know you're taking it for the pain in your knees. Now, let me tell you something. You may notice, if you have allergies, that they start to dissipate, or maybe even disappear. Your skin might start to feel smoother, or people might say to you, hey, your skin looks good. That's the OPCs. If you have varicose veins or liver spots on your hands, they may disappear. So I say that because if I gave Jason the product to help his knees and it comes 3 weeks later or 4 weeks later or 90 days later and he's still not sure that it's really helping his knees, but his allergies seem better and his skin is actually feeling different, I thought, see, it's working, Jason. It took you 22 years to get those knees in that condition. It's not going to go away overnight. You got to keep taking it. So that's why I like to mention the side benefits. Skin, reduced allergies, improved vision, improved psoriasis. I have a number of customers who had nasty psoriasis, customers who wore gloves at night, cotton gloves at night, who always had to put rubber gloves on to wash dishes or anything, who their psoriasis is completely, completely gone on their hands. More energy, more stamina, fewer hemorrhoids. I wouldn't mention that as a side benefit. Improves sluggish memory, reduces inflammation, reduces the effects of stress. Can even slow down or even reverse the biological process of aging. You see how my apples are doing? My apples are doing really good. We're almost up to the apple part. Okay. So does OPC cure everything? No, it doesn't cure anything. If your body's healthy, it has the ability to help itself. That's what this is all about. OPCs are going to help your body to help itself. We're not going to tell anybody it's going to cure anything. It'll improve your quality of life. Why isn't this quick enough? It doesn't cure anything. It helps it neutralize the invasion of free radicals. It helps your body to heal itself by functioning properly. Everyone should be concerned about this because free radical damage is real. Everybody's affected by it. And if you don't have adequate protection, you could very likely age faster, experience health problems you otherwise wouldn't have experienced, and even see the onset of severe chronic conditions a lot earlier in your life than if you didn't take it. I've been taking this product since 1995. 1995. So it's grapeseed extract, red wine extract, pycnogenol, and other bioflavonoids, bilberry. There's no wine in the product. There's no alcohol in the product. I do have people that like it because it says it has red wine extract. Yeah. But I will. I'm sure you've had people ask you, "Well, I don't think I can take that because I can't have anything with alcohol in it." And they call it red wine extract. Red wine extract is also grape skin extract. Grape skin extract is another name for it. So it's called grape skin extract. It's also called red wine extract. Why do they use the term red wine extract? Because of the wine, red wine paradox. Many people have heard about. With the French, primarily. Very high-fat diet, very low incidence of heart disease in that culture, and they've narrowed it down to first, they start drinking wine at a very early age, but more specifically, not any wine, it's the red wine, it's the red wine. It's the polyphenols in the red wine. So we like to call it red wine extract, but there's no alcohol in the product. And it's isotonic. A loading dose, very important. How many people in here took the loading dose? Oh, good, I'm glad we're having one of those questions. Everyone in here, how many take OPC? All right, all you guys who take OPC and never took a loading dose, what you have to do this week, for the next 7 to 10 days, I would say 10 days, is take the loading dose. They have the loading dose listed on the label, but it's very conservative. Market America, you know, they tend to be conservative. It's not toxic, it can't hurt you. It's no more toxic than drinking grape juice. So you're gonna take a loading dose. One cap full per 75 pounds of body weight. But I would go over a little more. I take one extra. If you weigh 140 pounds, I would take 3 capfuls a day. According to the label, you would take 2. I'm telling you to take 3 a day. The label says for 7 to 10 days, I would go a minimum of 10 days. And you should do that at least once a year. I tell all my customers, I send a letter out, flu season. Everyone should reload on their OPC. Take a loading dose for 7 to 10 days to reload. I will tell you right now, when they came out with this product, I started selling. I was pushing like crazy. I couldn't get people to reorder it. What's up with that? I hear about this woman, Arlene Lowy. Anybody know this one?
Yeah.
And they said, oh, this morning, Arlene Lowy, we call her the OPC queen. How do I get an appointment with the queen? I need to talk to the queen. So I got on the phone with this woman, Arlene Lowy. I said, Arlene, I'm selling this OPC like crazy. The science looks good. I'm taking it. I think I feel good. But people are reordering. And she said, all right, on two questions for you. One, is everyone you give the product to taking the loading dose? I said, what the heck is the loading dose? She said, all right, there's your problem right there. Number two, are you combining OPCs with additional antioxidants? Because the literature, Phil, everything you read about OPC says it works better in conjunction with additional antioxidants. There's 7 different free radical groups. OPC is the most powerful free radical neutralizer, but it's not effective against all free radical groups. So combine it with maybe the antioxidant formula or the oxygen plus or ORAC. We didn't have ORAC then, but combine it with another antioxidant, even if it's just the multivitamin that has vitamin A, C, E, zinc, selenium, all antioxidants, and you will see much better results. It's almost like a synergy. 1 + 1 = 4. It will work even better. Do those two things. I went back to a lot of people who tried it, didn't think they got a benefit. I asked them to try it again. Some said, not going there. Gave it a shot. I don't want to go back. Others said, all right, I'll try it again. We got a different way. And we did the loading dose. Made all the difference in the world. Now, I should have put this on a diagram. I'll do that next time I do this. But if you could picture this. If we had a medical chart here, right? We have a medical chart here. And you start to take, and we're measuring the blood level of OPC in the body, i.e. the blood level of antioxidants now in your bloodstream. You with me? Here's how the graph goes. It's a graph. So you start to take the OPC, and it starts to get into your body, and the level of OPCs and antioxidants goes up, and then your body starts to metabolize it, and it goes down, and then you take another dose, it goes up, and then it goes down. That's how it goes, okay? But the therapeutic level is up here. You got to get the antioxidants in the bloodstream up above that level for it to do its job. So what we do is we take a dose, we take a triple dose, and we take it for 10 days to get the fluctuation up there. Now it fluctuates up above the line. Did that make any sense at all? What is your question? No, you only need the loading dose for the OPC. OPC is the one. And don't be conservative. The label, it's okay, you go by the label. I say go a little heavy. It's not toxic, it can't hurt you, it can only help you to go a little heavier. A lot of people recommend to their patients, take a new loading dose with every change of seasons. With every change of seasons, take a new loading dose, just for a week or so. Okay. So, and combine it. When I sell OPC3, I never sell OPC3 as a standalone product. I bet you a lot of you have customers that buy OPC3, right?
Yes.
A lot of you have customers that only buy OPC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that. No, I won't sell it. If I have a customer that says, all right, Nick, all right, give me a bottle. I said, okay, I'm going to give you the OPC, and it goes together with a multivitamin. I just want the OPC3. I said, well, then there's no sense taking it. It goes together with a multivitamin. But I already take a multivitamin. I don't want you to take that. Throw it away. Whatever. I won't sell it to them. But I want it. I understand you want it, but I don't want you to waste your money. It goes together with a multivitamin. That's how I sell it. That's what I do. You don't have to do a lot of it, but that's what I do. And I'm not feeling guilty that I'm forcing more products on them and sucking more money out of them. I'm doing it because I believe that's the best way to take it. And I don't want to be a guy who's just a salesman, who's just happy to get a sale. I want to really have a patient, a customer, who gets the benefit, because then they're going to bring me customers of customers. Then they're going to buy more products from me. I don't need failures. I don't need zeros. So I always sell it. Another thing I do, I'm way into the retailer thing now. I should be holding this back, but since I'm on a roll, I'll go with it. I never sell OPC in the standalone product. They have to take a loading dose. If they're challenged by any specific medical condition, they have multiple sclerosis, fibromyalgia, I'll have them take up to 5 capsules a day for a whole month, and then go to 4 capsules a day, and then 3, and then 2, and maybe that 2 a day is their maintenance dose, 2 every day, if somebody challenged by something. The other thing I do is, I do not sell the little eensy-meensy bottles. I don't sell those bottles. I want everyone to make a 90-day commitment, or it's not worth trying it. It's not going to work overnight. I tell them most people see results within 14 to 90 days. I see your question, 1 second. Most people see results in 14 to 90 days. So I want you to make a 90-day commitment to give it a try. So I sell them the 90-day bottle and the 90-day bottle of the multivitamin. Whatnot, and now they have a commitment to the money now. They spend a little chunk of change now. They're probably more likely to take it. And if they just bought a little bottle, it's easy to go, I'm going to take it. So those things are important to me. Where's your question? High blood pressure? Yeah. OPC support normal blood pressure. It's not going to interact with their high blood pressure medication, OPC. Somebody's on OP, they got high blood pressure, any high blood pressure medication out there? They can take the full loading dose of OPC. They can take it for 10 days, they can take it for 30 days. It's not going to do anything. If anything, they're going to be able to back off on their high blood pressure medication. I have people whose cholesterol levels have nosedived on OPC today. Well, we have doctors. How many of you have health professionals that are in Nutrimetrics that have reported to you that OPCs have been amazing to lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol? How many? Couple of you. Was there another question before I go? You gotta yell it out.
Yes. You mentioned about more, what the loading dose.
Now, Coumadin, there's a warning on the label about warfarin or Coumadin. It's a blood thinner. OPCs have a slight blood thinning part of it. And for that reason, we don't like people on that particular drug to take OPCs. Now, I will tell you, I have patients, customers, not my patients, customers that take Coumadin, that take OPC3, but that's their choice. And I'm not telling you that. If I have someone new tomorrow who tells me they take Coumadin, I'm not going there. I don't need everybody to take the product, and I don't need any headaches or challenges. I certainly don't want to make anybody have a hemorrhage. So there is a warning on the bottle about that particular drug, and I would not give OPC to that patient. I would follow the warning. Okay, we'll combine it with additional antioxidants. What I'm going to do, I think, where is TK?
Yeah.
All right. What time do we go to in this session?
Another 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Okay, then I'll stick with it. I was going to say, let's take a break. I'm going to go back to the other microphone. I took it off because it fell off. I don't know if you were in the room.
Oh, okay, Phil.
But this one's actually
the other microphone good. Works. I mean, it just...
30 minutes. I'll deal with this for another 30 minutes. All right, let's talk about a few other isotonics. Then we're going to take some sort of a break for lunch. And then in the afternoon, I'm going to talk about a few other health products. But then I'm going to talk the rest of the afternoon about what I do retail, how I create customers, how I get customers of customers, and all the rest of that kind of stuff. So I sell a lot of products. And I would say 98, I think I said this in the training the other day, 98% of my sales are like five different isotonic products. OPC3 for sure, multivitamin, because I always combine it with the multivitamin, that's number two. Calcium, we have an amazing, amazing calcium product. I didn't know how amazing it was until I started working with doctors in Nutrimetrics who actually do labs that measure calcium levels and have tried everything under the sun to get patients' calcium levels to go up, and they couldn't budge their calcium levels until they got their fingers into this product, and they see those calcium levels come right up. It's an amazing product. Osteoporosis is a huge problem in this country. Poor dental health. The huge trend in this country is people paying more attention to their dental health. Calcium is huge for that. So we have an amazing calcium product. It supports skeletal health. It supports the heart health. It supports healthy blood sugar levels. And men love it because it helps ease the discomfort of PMS. It's also very healthy for your dental health. Now, it's not necessarily healthy for your teeth as much as it is for the bones in your jaw. Your body scavenges for calcium at night. That's when it goes looking for calcium to support the heart and skeletal system and all that other stuff. It's looking for it in the body. And because the jaw is not a weight-bearing bone, it's one of the first places it goes to pull out calcium. And if you're not getting enough calcium on a daily basis, your jawbone gets weak and your teeth get loose and you lose your teeth. So we love calcium. Got vitamin D3, and in addition to the calcium, got vitamin D3, which is the naturally occurring form of vitamin D. What I love about Market America's products is they're synergistic formulations that are commensurate with the science. So if you go to GNC today and look for calcium, so many different kinds of calcium. A lot of them just have calcium. So Christina's doctor said, go take calcium. She went in there, she bought that calcium the kid recommended that was on sale, and it had 1,000 milligrams of calcium. But it didn't have vitamin D, boron, magnesium, and all these other cofactors that your body needs to effectively absorb the calcium, so what good was it? Now, why did that company leave those ingredients out? Because it would drive up the cost of their product, and they're trying to stay in a low price point to be competitive. And she knows, they know, the novice consumer doesn't know about all those other ingredients. They're just looking for calcium. It's such a gimmick. It's really, really nasty. So vitamin D3 is what you're looking for in the product that helps facilitate the absorption of calcium. And there's a lot of calciums that will have vitamin D2. Vitamin D2 is not the naturally occurring form of vitamin D. It's a synthetic form of vitamin D. It's not as effective as vitamin D3. But vitamin D2 is cheaper, so a lot of them will put D2 in it. So you got to look at what we have. We like the way Market America puts together their products. So vitamin D3 helps promote the absorption of calcium and phosphorus, which supports healthy bones. So what are some of the symptoms of calcium deficiency? Well, this is a big one. This is a huge one. Osteoporosis is a literal epidemic in this country. Well, everyone should be taking calcium, men, women, but especially women over 35 years old, because that's the biggest segment of the osteoporosis in this country. It's women over the age of 35 years old. You know, you fall down and break a hip, and if you can't get it to heal, that's a big challenge. High blood pressure, arthritis, insomnia. A lot of people feel that calcium has a calming effect, and they take their calcium at night rather than in the morning when you take most of your vitamins, because it has a calming effect, calcium and magnesium. It's also better absorbed at night, by the way, calcium, so it's a great time to take it is at night. Muscle cramps, calcium deposits, receding gums, PMS. I was with a health professional who was giving me a hard time. He was one of these staunch conservative doctors that didn't believe in supplementation. And I was trying to make a case, and I said, oh, come on, you gotta give me something. You don't believe that most people in this country need more calcium? I mean, you haven't seen enough evidence that we don't get enough calcium from the diets we have, and we have this incredible rage of osteoporosis. And he said, I really believe most people can get all the calcium they need from the milk they drink. Well, that told me everything I needed to know, because you don't get a lot of calcium out of milk. You get a lot of calcium out of green, leafy vegetables, but not so much from milk. So if you don't eat a lot of green, leafy vegetables, you could be deficient in calcium. It's the most abundant mineral of the body, up to 2% of your body weight, 99% of it stored in 206 bones and 32 teeth. That's 238 reasons to make sure you get enough.
Okay.
At age 65, 45% of Americans have lost their teeth. 95% of people over 45 is with periodontal disease. Crazy. Osteoporosis, 1.5 million broken bones a year caused by weak, brittle bones due to osteoporosis. Improving calcium levels can help. The average American consumes calcium in their diet. We get calcium in our diet, we just don't get enough of it. We get 300 to 700 milligrams, we need 1,000 to 1,500 milligrams a day. So a capful of calcium gives you 750 milligrams a day, so the average person taking one capful a day of calcium is in the right range. A lot of people want to take two capfuls a day. 750 milligrams per capful with the magnesium, D3, and boron, cofactors that help the body to assimilate the calcium and utilize it. Pleasant tasting, effervescent, no big giant horse pills to swallow. We love that. Isotonic form, no processed sugar. It tastes great. I think it tastes great. And then, of course, we have a vitamin D product. Vitamin D is one of our newer products, but it's one of the fastest growing products on the Market America sales chart, and that's only going to keep increasing. Health professionals from coast to coast now are routinely measuring your blood work for vitamin D. They didn't do that only a few short years ago. You know, when you went in and you gave blood and they had the blood test and all the different levels of this and that? They weren't routinely checking your vitamin D levels. Today they are. And almost any health professional will tell you that an overwhelming majority of their patients are deficient in vitamin D. And there are certain other vitamin D products on the market. I've had a lot of doctors trying to use those to get people's vitamin D levels up, and they just don't do it. This gets those vitamin D levels right up in line very quickly. Isotonic vitamin D that we have. And vitamin D3, again, there's a lot of products on the market that are D2. That's not the natural form of vitamin D. And the K2, vitamin K, helps the body to absorb the vitamin D. It's another, I just described these as a cofactor that helps with the absorption. Most vitamin D products don't have that, and this is part of what makes our product superior. And that's why our D product sees vitamin D levels go up, where someone else's D product doesn't. We put the cofactors in there that help the body assimilate and absorb the vitamin D. And vitamin D is healthy for your immune system, it's healthy for your blood and your cardiovascular system, the elasticity of your blood pressure and your blood vessels, helps normalize blood pressure. It's a great product. Anybody who is a candidate for heart disease, has had a prior heart attack, is an overweight smoker over 35 years old, should be taking vitamin D. Vitamin D is healthy for your teeth, your gums, your immune system, your bones, your heart, and the overwhelming majority of the population is deficient. You know, you don't need more about it. I mean, a lot of people you talk to who are not very knowledgeable, it's going to be a hard sell. Vitamin D, do I really need vitamin D? But it's those patients that have gone to the doctor and they know their D levels are low. Anytime I know anyone's going to the doctor, I say, if he checks your blood, make sure he checks your vitamin D levels. And then I'll check back with them. But vitamin D is becoming a fast-moving product. The isotonic D complex, I believe, is the number two or number three or number four selling product in the history of Market America. What a phenomenal product. It was on the news this morning about how it helps prevent... I forgot. Oh, Alzheimer's disease. It's also great for energy. This is my favorite isotonics product to let people try for two reasons. I personally think it tastes great. It's got a lemon limey flavor. It tastes like Tang or it tastes like a little Gatorade or something. I don't know. But it's got a nice flavor. And you can feel it within 20 minutes. I've actually been in gym and fitness centers where we had a table offering free shots. You know, and then all the barbell guys walk in, they kind of crack up, free shots. They walk over to the table and go, yeah, but it's not the alcohol. I'm giving you free shots of B vitamins. All right, I'll take one, take a B vitamin. And invariably, within 15 or 20 minutes, you get people walking back over the table saying, is it possible I already feel energy from that? I feel something going on. I go, yeah, yeah. That B vitamin gets vitamin B12 into your system quicker than an IM injection in the butt. So that's my favorite one. When I go to a health professional, when I have any potential customer, I love to have them try that product. Right? If I have an HVP in my house, everybody gets shots of, everybody, customers, guests, distributors, we give everyone a shot of B vitamins. Right. Great to give you energy, great for your nervous system, cognitive function, maintenance of normal bones and teeth. B vitamin deficiency, insomnia. It's funny, some people have insomnia, they can't sleep at night. My brother sleeps 3 to 4 hours a night. I said, you should take B vitamins. He said, B vitamins? That'll keep me up all night. Actually, you may have trouble sleeping because you're B vitamin deficient. Trust me. Of course, he's my brother, so he doesn't listen to me. I mean, he never listens to you. So fine, don't sleep for the rest of your life. B vitamins lower homocysteine levels. Now, we don't want to get into all the science. I hate getting into the science. But the bottom line is that if your doctor ever tells you your homocysteine levels are high, then you're a walking heart attack waiting to happen. So any natural nutritional product that you know that can help lower homocysteine levels is a good thing. Because high homocysteine levels means that you have a potential heart attack. So it increases energy. And our product contains the activated form of the B vitamins. Now it didn't always have the activated form of the B vitamins. We changed the product fairly recently. For many, many years, we had, what did we call it before activated B complex? We called it
Advanced
B complex. And it was one of the best-selling products we ever had. Even though it was one of the best-selling products we ever had, and most companies would have an attitude, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. They took this product and spent millions of dollars to re-engineer it because the science changed. And what the science said was, you got a great B vitamin product, but the bottom line is it may work good for you and not so good for you and better for you and not at all for you, because all of you have to take that B vitamin and then convert those B vitamins into the active B vitamin form in the body. And we don't know how good a job your body and your body and your body and your body is doing. So the science said you can give them the activated form of the B vitamin, so there's no work to be done, so we know exactly what all of you are getting. So we spent the money to re-engineer the entire product, and it's a very unique product to say that it contains the activated form of the B vitamins. Activated form. So it's got the full complement of B vitamins. There's a lot of B complex products on the market. There's hundreds of them on the store shelf. You'll see they all have all of the basic B vitamins, B1, B2, B3, B5, and the rest. But what we have is the activated form of the vitamins. So here's the regular B vitamin form, but it has to be converted to this form. Here's the other one, has to be converted. This one has to be converted. We give you these, not these. We used to have the product with this, now we have it with this. You don't need to know all of these names and know how it converts. You just have to know how to say to people, this one contains the B vitamins in a form your body is ready to utilize. It doesn't have to do any work to convert them. Almost every other product on the market does.
Is that Michael?
Sorry?
Go back one. The first one.
The
paradoxal
five-phosphate. Yeah, it's probably a typo. That's why I said don't pay any attention to it. Just get it. It's not my size. Just get the concept here. We got this form, we got the busy B form, we got the activated form. Yeah. Knowing, if you really want to dig in and learn all the science and all the, exactly the, that's great for you, but it's not going to help you generate any customers.
That's right.
It's a great product. It gives you energy, helps your cognitive function, activated form of B vitamins. They're water soluble. You use them up very quickly. And then, of course, the multivitamin, closing it out, the multivitamin. You all have to combine the multivitamin with anything. Any product I give people, it goes together with a multivitamin. That's how I do it. It goes together with a multivitamin. I want them all to take the multivitamin. I have some health practices that the only product they'll market is our multivitamin. I don't know why, but that's what they market. That's the basic umbrella. That's our umbrella. So I'm already taking the B vitamins. Why do I need the multivitamin? It also has B vitamins. Yeah, it has B vitamins. It has everything. That's the umbrella. We have all the B vitamins, all the C, vitamin A, vitamin E, all the minerals. It's just the umbrella. I don't know how else to say it. That's my general protection for everybody. Having all these macro and micronutrients in an isotonic form that you take on a daily basis, my belief is anybody who takes our multivitamin on a daily basis is getting those micronutrients now that they're not getting from their foods, and it's helping their body in some way, somehow, and they're healthier and better off for it. And if they want to live a long, healthy life to the end line, that's the cornerstone of the vitamin supplement program, is the multivitamin. We could spend 3 or 4 hours now going through every ingredient in that multivitamin, because the list is 9 miles long, and at the end, you'll be blinded by the light and totally overwhelmed with all the information. I know that it's not my intent here today. Just the intent is to tell you the way I approach it. I approach it from what we started with, the common sense argument that in today's world, we're not getting the nutrition we need from the foods that we eat. We have too much screen time. We have too much stress. It's affecting our health. And that science says people who take nutritional supplements are healthier for it. And I don't waste a whole lot of time personally talking to people who don't already believe that. Occasionally I do, but usually I don't. It's too much work. It hurts my brain. I'd rather talk to people who already take vitamins. It's so easy to explain. explain to them, you already take vitamins, you already believe this, that's great, you're on the right track. But have you ever heard of isotonics? There's a better way. You could be in the hospital and need nutrition, you could get a ham sandwich, or you could get an IV. They're both ways. One's a good way and one's a better way. You're taking vitamins. Good. There's a much better way. Are you interested? It's called isotonic nutrition. That's my approach. And then from there, the cornerstone for everybody is the multivitamin. And then OPC is the number one selling product in the history of this company by a wide, wide margin. It's the cornerstone of our company. And I go with that. I want everyone in my world taking that product. If I can add on sales from there, I'm happy. But if all I can do is get people to take OPC and multivitamin, I'm a happy camper. I sell 90-day bottles, not little bottles. I have them take a loading dose. And then I'll talk about the rest of that picture later, how I get them to reorder, how I create customers and customers, how I increase share of customer, how I support the customer, how I give them fast personal service. All that's going to come in the afternoon part. But I don't, and I never would, and I never will, complicate it by overwhelming them with the scientific information I have in my brain that I've absorbed about all the science behind the products. I just try to make common sense. And I would do the same if I was you. Deidre Ray Mason. No specific constituent of the diet is solely responsible for maintaining health, but the overall quality of diet, including supplementation, is paramount to wellness. Here's that same article from, I didn't realize this was on here before, the same article from the Journal of the American Medical Association. So this is the rationale. The food supply is not sufficient. You know, we could go through this all over again. This is more information going over what we talked about in the morning. The decline in the nutrient values in the foods that we eat. We used to be hunter-gatherers. We got all the good stuff we needed, and today we don't get it. I'm not going to go through all this. I don't think it's worth our time to go through this. What you should look for, anybody should look for in a healthy multivitamin is the comprehensive coverage of all the vitamins and minerals. People will argue with you all day long about, well, this vitamin has to be in a ratio of 2 to 1 to this nutrient and all that other stuff, and yours, the ratio is different and everything else. You know what? Here's how I get over that. I tell them, look, we could agree to sit in a room and argue about these points from now till next summer. Can we just put that argument on the side for a minute, and let's talk about the fact that this is a company that is now touching $1 billion a year in sales. The cornerstone of their company for 22 years has been these health nutrition products, specifically these isotonics products, and we've never spent a penny in advertising. I think that speaks to the strength of our products and how much people love them and how effective they are. But we could argue this point all day long. Look, the science is a bottomless pit. You can't get out of it. Deidre Mason has spent 20 years plus as a health professional suffocating herself in scientific knowledge. She can get up here and talk that talk all day long. You guys can't do that. I can't do that. And if you try to self-educate yourself to be like her, even her, I'm not picking on Deidre, she's one of my best friends, but even Dee Mason, if she got in a discussion with an educated consumer about all the science, one question leads to another, which brings up another, which brings up another, which brings up another, which brings up another. And it goes on and on. You can never get out of that hole. It's a bottomless pit. Stop. Get up. Get away from it. You don't need everyone in the world to buy your product. You're looking for open-minded, health-conscious people who believe in supplementation, and you're just going to show them you have a stark, clear, defined, better way than the way they're doing it. As simple as that. Okay. Wait, 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 wait. I have to make this last point. The apples. Okay, we cut our apples before, and what we have here is, we have the apple that, we have the apple here. I don't know if you can see it in the front. This is the apple that I put nothing on this apple. What do you see there? It's turning brown, right? It's turning brown. That's what? What is that brown? That's oxidation. That's the aging process. That's oxidation. So we had two antioxidant products. We had Clinique, expensive, pricey little sucker. And I put the Clinique on there. Now, what do you see on there? It's also oxidizing, it's also turning brown, but also the product hasn't really soaked in. It's kind of sitting on the top. It's also brown. It's just as brown as the other one, right? I mean, let's put them on the same plate for you. You tell me. They look the same, right? They look the same. Antioxidant? It didn't seem to work. Maybe this antioxidant stuff doesn't really... Maybe it's not true. Maybe it's a myth. I'm going to take a picture of that. All right, so they look the same, right? They look the same. Maybe a little better, but it's turning brown. Now I look at my VitaShield ones. My VitaShield ones. Oh, we'll put them together. Put the Clinique and the VitaShield together. You see a difference?
Can't see. Can't see. Roll 10.
You see a difference?
Lift it up.
The point is, you guys can come up and see it later, but the point is...
I won't put it in the back when you guys go out and you see it.
Now, let me hold this up. The point is, the VitaShield out there... Because, why we have two antioxidant solutions here...
No, we'll take a picture when we're on our way.
Here's the key question I have for you before we break. We have two antioxidant solutions here. One worked and one didn't work. One worked and one didn't work. Why? Because one had a delivery system that was capable of delivering the antioxidants into the apple, and the other one did not have an efficient delivery system. So I'm not trying to sell you VitaShield. I'm trying to make a point that our nutritional products have the delivery system to get the vitamins into your body, and the other vitamins don't. And no matter how many of you take, you're still going to rust on the inside. Our vitamins have the delivery system that makes all the difference in the world. Now here's what's interesting. We can take this VitaShield now and do a little experiment. Because antioxidants potentially can delay the severity and onset of chronic disease, but they can actually reverse the biological process of aging. So, I'm going to try to put the VitaShield on the brown apple that we didn't put anything on, and we'll check it later today and see if it goes from brown back to white. And see if it goes. All right, awesome. Another round of applause for Phil. All right, so before we go break for lunch, I'd like